Today, I've opened my heart to these loving expressions as a soothing balm for distress or grief. When I am concerned about another, love centers me in the truth that all is in divine order, no matter how circumstances appear. I enfold the people I care about in a sphere of love, encircling them in peace and protection. When I am troubled, I find comfort in others' loving words. I surround myself with those who offer solace in my time of need. I find encouragement in their kindness and compassion. As we share of ourselves in kind and loving ways, we hearten spirits and bolster faith, giving comfort to ourselves and others. And from the Bible, comfort your hearts and strengthen them in every good work and word. That's from 2 Thessalonians 2:17. And now it's time for Surely the Presence. Please join us in singing while Joyce leads us in Surely the Presence. Okay, Benny?
Yeah, I was frozen.
Okay. All right, now it's time for our opening statement. So I'll say our opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Free to stand on up. Well, Joyce leads us in, I feel wonderful. Greet your neighbor. Now that we're in the center and online, please greet each other whatever way you feel comfortable with. In the center, turn on gallery view. Don't forget to go back, wave into the camera, say hi to the Zoomers.
I'm Jerry.
Yeah, you're right.
Jerry.
Garth.
Mm-hmm.
All right, third.
We get all of the initial rush out of the way, right?
No. Feel good.
Hi, Jerry.
See you too.
Thank you.
I know you.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yay.
Mad at my computer.
There are no flies on me.
Hi, big guy.
More every day, I have a learn curve on.
That's right.
Hey, Fred.
Hi, Zoomers.
Hey, you're still on the answer.
Good to see you. See you too, John Terry.
I see Penny down there too.
She's muted. Okay, I'm gonna mute us.
Hi, John and Jerry.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay. Now it's time for announcements. I'm doing my best to send out those weekly emails, let everybody know details of the regular events for grandfather services and for Dr. Doria's Circle book and film discussions. Next Sunday will be the fourth Sunday. Dr. Doria's Circle group will be discussing the first two episodes of the 1619 project. So feel free to go on Hulu or someplace and watch them and come and join us. In the email that I send out, there's contact information if you need to get a hold of Dr. Doria or Rebecca Green. Announce, does anyone else have an announcement? Joanne?
Yes.
Susan? Joanne? Susan?
Easter's April 9th. We're going to have a nice big lunch afterwards. Johnny volunteered to bring a ham.
Easter, April 9th. Johnny better
also
remember to bring a ham.
Also my birthday, so I'm bringing the birthday cake.
And cake.
April 9th.
Joanne's
birthday.
Yay!
Oh, it's Joanne's birthday.
I was born on
Easter.
Easter Sunday. It's the first time it's been on my birthday again.
Wow.
Amazing.
And probably you should wear Easter bonnets, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we need bonnet. Two readers for April, so think about that.
Sign me up.
Or no, wait, one. We just got it on.
Sign me up. I thought you had, but.
Anybody on Zoom? Any announcements on Zoom there?
I don't see any hands up. Okay, let's move on. It's time for a unity statement. Please join us and we'll all say it together. Any moment to catch up with us here. Okay. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Now it's time for a song of joy. Feel free to stand on up as Joyce leads us in I Am the Radiant Life of God.
Popeye song.
So the next slide isn't part of this?
No, I needed to hear that over and over and over again.
Okey-dokey.
I missed it.
It's all good.
Well, you know, we're supposed to do a rehearsal Saturday night at 7.
Well, you guys are all.
We were all hanging out by the fire last night, so we didn't rehearse. Sorry. And now it's time for a reading. Today, the reading will be by Susan.
So this reading is coming from Unity's Linton booklet, 40 Days of Letting Go. And this is written by Reverend Christina Garza, and it's from John 5:8-9. Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. This is the process of denying the power. Whether we realize it or not, we are often stuck in old stories that have deep power over us. Many of these stories keep us in the terrible twos: too old, too unattractive, too broken, too ashamed, too unworthy, and we don't believe life can change. Based on these old beliefs, we interpret, respond, and make decisions in present time. In John 5, when Jesus is at the pool of Bethesda with the paralyzed man, Jesus says, "Do you want to be made well?" The man has a list of reasons why he has not been healed over the years. Jesus simply tells him, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." When the man is ready to deny the power of his old stories of lack and limitation, he takes the first step. Do you have faith to step into a new story of your divine identity? The affirmation is, "I am ready to boldly step into my divine identity." Let's say that together. I am ready to boldly step into my divine identity. March 19th.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Susan. This letting go thing in Linton, it's always been like letting go of chocolate and things. But here we do wonderful things about letting go of old stories. Thank you, Susan. And now it's time for a meditation song. Please feel free to stay seated while Joyce leads us in an old Irish blessing.